lovely, and welcome or welcome back to a Teens POV. It is wonderful to see you here. I hope you're having a great day and happy December. I can't believe it is already the last month of the year, and even last episode was released last month. So, happy December, and I might also release an episode wrapping up the podcast for the year, which is crazy because how long ago was the first episode? I can't even remember. I think we're up to episode 7 now. Episode 7. So if you're still here, thank you for sticking around. And if you're new here, welcome. Now, I haven't done this in any of my other episodes, but I have a feeling I should probably start doing this now. So if you are new here and you don't... If you want a quick summary of what we do on this podcast, here it is in a sentence. In A Teen's POV, we discuss the raw reality of modern teenage life through all its ins and outs. And that is just a short, simple version of what I had as the introduction, so you can go back and listen to that as well, and listen to any of the other episodes. But without further ado, let me introduce you to the topic of this episode. So I'm going to start with saying that I have seen people, a lot of my friends recently, and just peers in general, struggling with finding the root of their energy loss or the toxicity that they feel coming from other places. And another term that I'm going to key here is energy vampires, which I will get into shortly, so stay tuned. But it's one of my favourite terms to use, and I think it perfectly encompasses those certain people that always seem to drain your energy. So we'll talk about that. We will talk about when to know when things are getting toxic, cutting people off, but also being able to understand when people are going through stuff and just finding that healthy balance. Also guarding yourself from negativity, letting go without guilt. And yeah, that's it. That's basically it. So if any of those things resonate with you, keep listening. But I just remembered, before we actually get into it, I wanted to say thank you to all of the support that I have received from all of you wonderful people. And because it's the end of the year, you may or may not know about Spotify Wrapped. And I got my Spotify Wrapped Podcasters Edition for the first time ever, because I only just started this podcast this year, and I am honored to say that, one, we are a worldwide community reaching 14 countries. So that is really cool. Thank you. And I'm pretty sure I mentioned this in another episode, but to see it there, like, official on my Wrapped was pretty cool. And also, thank you so much for getting this podcast onto the charts for Best Education Australia. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. But yeah, thank you so much for that. Thank you everyone for listening, and I really hope that I could be of assistance, because in the end, I just want to make a positive impact. Okay, without further ado, let's get into it. So first of all, I would like to share with you the definition of manipulation. And I know it's kind of a heavy topic to start with, but it's a place, nonetheless. So, it is to influence others for your own gain or with your own ulterior motive. And most people do know this. And I know that manipulation sounds like some big, intimidating word. But in the end, there are lots of little things that can add up to small manipulation and you won't even realize it. And that's what makes it scary, because you don't realize it when it's happening, but when/if it does stop happening, you look back and realize, well, that was actually really messed up. An example would be, think of a friend that you might be close to, and they always act hot and cold. So sometimes they'll act like your best friend, and sometimes they'll act like they hate you, and then act like that never happened and go back to acting like your best friend, like they're back and forth. And you just kind of accept it or think that, oh, they're just having a bad day on the days that they don't act kindly. Hint, it's kind of manipulation, but most of the time it will either be they won't realize that they're doing it, or they will realize that they're doing it. And usually when they do realize that they're doing it, in their eyes, you're the plan B friend. And I literally just made that term up on the spot. But it's like, oh, if their first priority isn't there, that like the first priority that they want to hang out with, they'll hang out with you. And let me tell you, you don't ever want to be someone's plan B friend, because that is really toxic. And I can tell you, because I've been there, done that. And often when they don't realize that they're doing it, it's probably just some emotional wounds that they haven't healed within themselves, or they haven't seen anything different. Like, that's the only modeled relationship that they've seen. And I'll actually get into like healthy relationship modeling later on. But basically, if you want to keep it simple, an apology without change is manipulation as well. So yeah, there's that whole scenario, and I'm sure that I'm not the only one who's been in that situation. But if a person does act like this, acts hot and cold, and even apologizes for it, but still does the same, they're probably not worth your time. And especially at our age, well, I can't really speak for the adult demographic, because can't say that I've been an adult before, but I can at least say that as a teenager, there are a lot of people our age that are like this, and it could be for a multitude of different reasons. But just know that it's not your responsibility to stay with them because you feel bad or you feel sorry for them or you feel the need to fix them. It's not your responsibility. Your only responsibility is yourself. And it's not, some might think that it's being selfish, but there's a very fine line between being selfish and just acting out of your own self-rights. And this is a bit off topic, but there's this whole thing where people will feel the need to fix others and help others because they're broken on the inside and they're not willing to look within themselves and heal themselves. So they find other people that are broken like them to help rather than helping themselves, because it's easier. It's easier to help others with their problems rather than accepting your own. But that's off topic. Anyway, what the main point I wanted to make was that, yes, we will find people like this, And I'm not saying that you have to completely cut them out. You just need to know how to maintain your boundaries. And essentially, you're the one who holds your power. The only time your power will ever be in someone else's hands is if you give it to them. And so, yeah, we have fake friends sometimes, but they don't have to be detrimental. And I'm sure I probably have many, many fake friends, and I'm sure a lot of people do. But it's up to you whether you give them the power to, whether you give them power to hold over you. And you just need to understand how to handle them and when to let go. And I'll get into the letting go part a bit later in the episode. So stay tuned. But the next point is my favorite. Well, not my favorite, but you know, the one that resonates with me the most. And this is energy vampires. Now, I'm sure we all know what a vampire is. Shout out to all my Twilight fans out there. The thing is, I haven't even read the books, even though I like reading books. I've watched the first movie only so that I can make Edward Cullen references. Anyway, energy vampires. My definition of these people is people who leave you feeling drained or fatigued after spending time with them. And actually, just take a moment to think about any of your friends or any of the people in your life. And can you point out any people that after you've spent time with them, you just feel like bone deep tired? And I don't mean tired in the physical sense. Like, yeah, maybe you've had a big day with some of your friends and you feel tired. That's not the tired that I'm talking about. I'm talking about like maybe someone is constantly bombarding you with gossip and just talking bad about people or saying things that you maybe don't agree with morally, things like that. Or maybe even just not listening to you. People that just talk over you and you just have to listen. Those types of people, after spending time with them, you feel tired in a different way. Like, psychologically tired, really. And I'm not saying that these people are bad. And I'm not saying that you should completely cut every one of your draining energy vampire friends out of your life. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that everything is healthy within proportion. And honestly, I think that rings true for everything, unless we're talking about like radioactive substances. Like, within reason, everything is healthy within proportion. And the same goes for these people. So I just thought of a random name, so I'm gonna go with it. Say Jessica, for example. She is a lovely, bubbly, chatty girl, and you love spending time with her. But she tends to gossip a lot, and that drains you out. Now, we're not going to completely cut Jessica out of our lives because she kind of drains you after some time. But instead, we're going to enjoy her company for as long as we can. And when it gets too much, that's, you have the right to leave. Well, obviously not just up and leave, like, bye. Like, obviously be polite about it. But we have the right to set our boundaries. And honestly, spending all of your time with anyone is probably not healthy. Like, I feel like that just verges on codependency. If you're spending every second of every day with another person, like, where's your time to breathe? Everyone needs a bit of alone time. But I just found the perfect segue into this. But if you're finding it hard to spend time by yourself, that might be a sign to go back and listen to last episode, which I talk about how to feel okay when you're alone. That just that was completely unplanned. I did not mean to do that, but I just found the opportunity, so I took it. Now, the next thing is that with every person, or like with all of your friends, with everyone, the key is to reflect their energy. And by this, I mean what they put in to your relationship is what you should be putting in as well. It should be even, it should be equal, there should be a balance. So if you're the one always taking initiative, asking if we can, hey, can we meet up at lunch, or can we go shopping together, or blah, 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 blah. If you're the one always calling the shots and they're not making any effort, then you're not doing yourself a favor. You would be doing yourself a favor if after maybe once or twice you can, but if they're just not matching your vibe, then why bother? I'm sure you have better things to be doing, you know? Or better people you could be meeting. But then take into consideration their circumstances as well. Like, if they're really busy during a certain time period and they don't make an effort, like, understand that. Obviously, everything is dependent, circumstantial. But if they're not reflecting the same, I want to say enthusiasm, but I don't think that's the right word. If they're not on the same page as you, it'll lead to imbalance and most likely end up with someone feeling resentful. Because if you're putting in effort to something and the other person isn't putting in any effort, it usually, like, there's not much else for it to lead into apart from resentment. Which leads into my next point. And that is being understanding. So yes, we have to think about ourselves and how we can relate to others healthily without imbalance. But we also need to be understanding of other people's circumstances. And honestly, with hormones raging, workloads piling, drama and stress, it can all catch up too. So sometimes we need to allow breathing space and time to calibrate, which can be just as important, and not just for the other person, like for you as well. And I kind of do talk about this in last episode, but we do need time by ourselves. We do need time by ourselves. It's just as important as time with other people. And this just reminded me of a concept that I came up with this week that I was talking about. And it's kind of sad that this is a podcast because I usually do it with like all these hand gestures, but I'll try to explain it. So in this world, we have three different types of people: introverts, ambiverts, and extroverts. I myself would identify as an extrovert. And if you don't know what they are, introverts are people who tend to prefer being by themselves or are slightly more reserved and only open up after a while of getting to know them, whereas extroverts usually wear their heart on their sleeves, are an open book, and really out there for everyone. Ambiverts are that middle ground. And so, yeah, I'd say that I'm an extrovert. And we could be any of these, but there was the concept that I came up with is the introvert meter. And so the introvert meter, it's basically the amount of time you can spend by yourself without feeling depressed, for lack of a better word. And so for most introverts, their introvert meter is quite large. Like, they can go a really, really long time by themselves without having to talk to anyone. And the reason I say without having to talk to anyone is because any human being that spends like over a certain amount of time living by themselves will literally go insane. And that's where all those stereotypical like person out in the world gone mad stereotype comes from, because humans are naturally social creatures, so we will actually go insane if we don't have social connection. But yeah, introvert meters are very, very large, and extroverts introvert meters are a lot smaller, and obviously the ambiverts introvert meter would be somewhere in the middle. And I was saying how my introvert meter is quite small. I can't go, like, if I went a week, I don't even know if I'd be able to last a week without talking to people, you know? But everyone is different. Everyone is different. And that's my point. We need to be able to understand each other and understand that some people's introvert meters are larger than other people's. And we need to respect our own and respect theirs too, and respect our own boundaries and respect their own boundaries. And actually, when it comes to boundaries, something that I've heard quite regularly is boundaries are knowing where one person begins and you end. Or is it the other way around? Actually, it sounds better if I say where you end and another person begins. Yeah, that makes more sense. So I'm going to say that again just so that it sticks. Boundaries are knowing where you end and another person begins. And that's honestly the best way to protect yourself from energy vampires, is respecting your boundaries and other people's as well. And that just comes back to the Jessica example. Like, yeah, you love spending time with Jessica, but within proportion. And if there's that auntie that you like to phone call, but she talks a bit too much, just know your limits and know when you need to wrap the conversation up. And don't feel bad about it. I know that some people feel bad about asserting their boundaries, but it's every person's right. It's every person's right. Now, I want to touch on healthy relationship modeling and why people actually end up the way that they are. And especially in teenagers, especially because we feel the need to conform to society, and you've probably heard this a million times before, but it's true. We, as growing adolescents, we're finding ourselves, we're trying on different personas and personalities and fashion and all these different things. And I was actually listening to an interview with Billie Eilish, and she actually said the same, that when we're young teens or young people, we see people that we think are cool and we copy them, and we copy lots of different people and try and find ourselves. But if we haven't been role modeled anything else, then we don't know that there is anything else. And this is basically like the whole a fish inside a fishbowl won't know what's in the ocean sort of thing. You might have heard that analogy before, but it basically means that you don't know anything other than what you've been exposed to. And especially with relationships, if you've only ever seen people act a certain way, you're only going to know how to act that way. You're not going to be able, you won't even know that there is other ways of acting, you know? And I actually had a friend who was in another friend group for a long time, but then they started sitting with me, and my group at the time was quite positive and uplifting and real. We were quite authentic with each other. And this person who had joined the group, they were used to being fake and putting up like this different, completely different personality to what they actually were or who they wanted to be, just for the validation of their old group. And so they didn't even realize that it was a possibility to be able to be real and raw with their friends until they came to us. So that's like the perfect example. And now the probably the most important part of this episode is the part about letting go. And I kind of want to get into it more in depth in another episode. So let me know if you're interested in hearing. But you may think whenever you've had hardships with friends or anyone really, relationships, friendships, anything, when a connection ends with another person, you might think to yourself, why does letting go feel like I'm dying? And I don't know if that's just me, but I feel like a lot of people have felt like that before. Like they're literally drowning in the sorrow or emptiness of not having that person with them anymore and feeling like they won't be able to find anyone like them again and stuff like that. But first of all, I want to assure you that you're not the only one that feels like that. Second, it's usually because of the emotional attachments we form with people. That is why, of course, it will hurt. And the fact that it hurts just means that there was a version of that person that you cherished or you respected, but obviously that version is not there anymore. Or something happened, you know? Like, there are lots of different reasons why your connection with someone would come to an end. But a really great analogy that I heard when I lost an important friendship was that it's like having a part of you attached to them and having to saw it off. Like, yeah, we obviously, when we meet people and we bond with them, there's not going to be a physical bond there, but there's like at least an energetic or emotional bond there. And it takes effort and time to let go of that. Even if those people are energy vampires, even if those people don't treat you well, it can still be hard to let them go. And it also comes back to the rule of familiarity, because as human beings, no matter if something is good for us or not, we will always be drawn to the familiar. And that's often why if we had toxic relationship role modeling as kids from our parents or often our parents, that's usually what we subconsciously seek as we grow older. And I just also want to say that people will always come and go. And you might go to a certain school or live in a certain place and move, and people will miss you for a bit and probably forget you and move on with their lives. But it's nothing personal. And it's not bad. Like, life will move on without you. And that's something that I know some of us struggle with, is accepting that fact. But it doesn't mean that you're insignificant. Like, that's just a part of life, really. And, like, think of it like, okay, you go to school with someone, and then they move towns, and maybe you keep in touch, maybe you don't, and after a while, you make new friends, and you move on, life moves on. You will probably be that person for someone else, which is also crazy to think about, that, like, I'm the main character in my life, and you're the main character in yours, but we're all, like, side characters in someone else's life. Anyway, aside from the tangent philosophical thoughts, an example of this I wanted to use is, I used to live in Manchester, in England. I don't anymore, and I'm in Australia, but I spent my, like, earliest childhood years there, and I made lots of close friends that I still remember, and every now and then we do talk, but obviously my best friends then have moved on, found new friends, and grown and developed. And so have I. It's not like it wouldn't be the same. And especially since I'm on the other side of the world now, and I've made my own life, and I've moved on, and I've made new friends too. So it just goes to say that, yeah, even though the original letting go process can be hard, even if that person was toxic, or even if that person was a good person, you know, even though it is hard, there's always, like, it's temporary, that feeling's not gonna last forever, but know that it's in your control, and your power is always in your hands, unless you hand it to someone else. That brings me to the reflection questions. And if your new year reflection questions are just exactly that, just reflecting on everything that we've discussed in this episode. So I'll just get right into them. I want you to think to yourself, when I think of energy vampires, do any specific people come to mind? What are my boundaries, and do I assert them? Do I hold my power, or have I given it to other people? If you have listened this far, thank you so much. And the last topic of letting go is a big one, at least especially in our teen years, because I feel like that's when we will meet the most people and make lifelong friendships, and also lose friendships that we've had since childhood, like, because we're all changing at a rapid rate. So let me know if you want to hear more on that. That brings me to the end of this episode. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at dia.bangra, and do not hesitate to give me feedback and let me know any ideas for what you'd like to hear, because I love to hear what you guys want to hear, and also what you think I could improve on and what you enjoyed. I also love that some of you, actually a few of you, feel comfortable with reaching out to me and talking to me. So if that's something that you want to do, please be my guest. I am friendly, I won't bite, and I would love to help. I'd love to help. I'd love to give advice, but it's just everything that I say is purely my perspective. And sometimes I do share scientific facts and that point of view, but take everything that I say with a grain of salt, of course, of course. Like you would with anything. But once again, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And until next time on A Teen's POV, bye.